Psalms chapter 91. Bona me confitrai. God is to be praised for his wondrous works. 91:1. A psalm of a canticle on the Sabbath day. 91:2. It is good to give praise to the Lord, and to sing to thy name, O Most High. 91:3. To shew forth thy mercy in the morning, and thy truth in the night. 91:4. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery, with a canticle upon the harp. 91:5. For thou hast given me, O Lord, a delight in thy doings, and in the works of thy hands I shall rejoice. 91:6. O Lord, how great are thy works! Thy thoughts are exceeding deep. 91:7. The senseless man shall not know, nor will the fool understand these things. 91:8. When the wicked shall spring up as grass, and all the workers of iniquity shall appear, that they may perish forever and ever. 91:9. But thou, O Lord, art most high forevermore. 91:10. For behold thy enemies, O Lord, for behold thy enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. 91:11. But my horn shall be exalted like that of the unicorn, and my old age in plentiful mercy. 91:12. My eye also hath looked down upon my enemies, and my ear shall hear of the downfall of the malignant that rise up against me. 91:13. The just shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow up like the cedar of Libanus. 91:14. They that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of the house of our God. 91:15. They shall still increase in a fruitful old age, and shall be well treated. 91:16. That they may shew that the Lord our God is righteous, and there is no iniquity in him. Psalms chapter 92. Dominus Renavit. The glory and stability of the kingdom, that is, of the church of Christ. Praise in the way of a canticle, for David himself, on the day before the Sabbath, when the earth was founded. 92:1. The Lord hath reigned, he is clothed with beauty. The Lord is clothed with strength, and hath girded himself. For he hath established the world which shall not be moved. 92:2. My throne is prepared from of old. Thou art from everlasting. 92:3. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods have lifted up their waves. 92:4. With the noise of many waters. Wonderful are the surges of the sea. Wonderful is the Lord on high. 92:5. Thy testimonies are become exceedingly credible. Holiness becometh thy house, O Lord, unto length of days. Psalms chapter 93. David's Psalm. God shall judge and punish the oppressors of his people. A psalm for David himself on the fourth day of the week. 93:1. The Lord is the God to whom revenge belongeth. The God of revenge hath acted freely. 93:2. Lift up thyself, thou that judgest the earth. Render a reward to the proud. 93:3. How long shall sinners, O Lord, how long shall sinners glory? 93:4. Shall they utter and speak iniquity? Shall all speak who work injustice? 93:5. Thy people, O Lord, they have brought low, and they have afflicted thy inheritance. 93:6. They have slain the widow and the stranger, and they have murdered the fatherless. 93:7. And they have said, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob understand. 93:8. Understand, ye senseless among the people, and, you fools, be wise at last. 93:9. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? Or he that formed the eye, doth he not consider? 93:10. He that chastiseth nations, shall he not rebuke? He that teacheth man knowledge. 93:11. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of men, that they are vain. 93:12. Blessed is the man whom thou shalt instruct, O Lord, and shalt teach him out of thy law. 93:13. That thou mayest give him rest from the evil days, till a pit be dug for the wicked. Rest from the evil days, that thou mayest mitigate the sorrows to which he is exposed during the short and evil days of his mortality. 93:14. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his own inheritance. 93:15. Until justice be turned into judgment, and they that are near it are all the upright in heart. Until justice be turned into judgment, etc., by being put in execution. which will be agreeable to all the upright in heart. 93:16. Who shall rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who shall stand with me against the workers of iniquity? 93:17. Unless the Lord had been my helper, my soul had almost dwelt in hell. 93:18. If I said, my foot is moved, thy mercy, O Lord, assisted me. 93:19. According to the multitude of my sorrows in my heart, thy comforts have given joy to my soul. 93:20. Doth the seed of iniquity stick to thee, who framest labor and commandment? Doth the seed of iniquity stick to thee, etc.? That is, wilt thou, O God, who art always just, admit of the seed of iniquity? That is, of injustice, or unjust judges, to have any partnership with thee? Thou who framest, or makest, labor and commandment, that is, thou who obligest us to labor with all diligence to keep thy commandments. 93:21. They will hunt after the soul of the just, and will condemn innocent blood. 93:22. But the Lord is my refuge, and my God the help of my hope. 93:23. And he will render them their iniquity, and in their malice he will destroy them. The Lord our God will destroy them. Psalms chapter 94. Benedicat exultamus. An invitation to adore and serve God, and to hear his voice. Praise of a canticle for David himself. 94:1. Come let us praise the Lord with joy. Let us joyfully sing to God our Savior. 94:2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. 94:3. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. 94:4. For in his hand are all the ends of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are his. 94:5. For the sea is his, and he made it, and his hands form the dry land. 94:6. Come let us adore and fall down, and weep before the Lord that made us. 94:7. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. 94:8. Today if you shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts. 94:9. As in the provocation, according to the day of temptation in the wilderness, where your fathers tempted me, they approved me, and saw my works. 94:10. 40 years long was I offended with this generation, and I said, these always err in heart. 94:11. And these men have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath that they shall not enter into my rest. Psalms chapter 95. Cantate Domino. An exhortation to praise God for the coming of Christ and his kingdom. 95:1. A canticle for David himself, when the house was built after the captivity. Sing ye to the Lord a new canticle. Sing to the Lord, all the earth, when the house was built, etc. Alluding to that time, and then ordered to be sung. But principally relating to the building of the Church of Christ, after our redemption from the captivity of Satan. 95:2. Sing ye to the Lord and bless his name. Shew forth his salvation from day to day. 95:3. Declare his glory among the Gentiles, his wonders among all people. 95:4. For the Lord is great, and exceedingly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. 95:5. For all the gods of the Gentiles are devils, but the Lord made the heavens. 95:6. Praise and beauty are before him, holiness and majesty in his sanctuary. 95:7. Bring ye to the Lord, O ye kindreds of the Gentiles, bring ye to the Lord glory and honor. 95:8. Bring to the Lord glory unto his name. Bring up sacrifices, and come into his courts. 95:9. Adore ye the Lord in his holy court. Let all the earth be moved at his presence. 95:10. Say ye among the Gentiles, the Lord hath reigned. For he hath corrected the world, which shall not be moved. He will judge the people with justice. 95:11. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, let the sea be moved, and the fullness thereof. 95:12. The fields and all things that are in them shall be joyful. Then shall all the trees of the woods rejoice. 95:13. Before the face of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with justice, and the people with his truth. Psalms chapter 96. Dominus Renavit. All are invited to rejoice at the glorious coming and reign of Christ. 96:1. For the same David, when his land was restored again to him, the Lord hath reigned, Let the earth rejoice. Let many islands be glad. 96:2. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Justice and judgment are the establishment of his throne. Clouds and darkness. The coming of Christ in the clouds with great terror and majesty to judge the world is here prophesied. 96:3. A fire shall go before him, and shall burn his enemies round about. 96:4. His lightnings have shone forth to the world. The earth saw and trembled. 96:5. The mountains melted like wax, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of all the earth. 96:6. The heavens declared his justice, and all people saw his glory. 96:7. Let them be all confounded that adore graven things, and that glory in their idols. Adore him, all you his angels. 96:8. Sun heard, and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced, because of thy judgments, O Lord. 96:9. For thou art the Most High Lord over all the earth. Thou art exalted exceedingly above all gods. 96:10. You that love the Lord, hate evil. The Lord preserveth the souls of his saints. He will deliver them out of the hand of the sinner. 96:11. Light is risen to the just, and joy to the right of heart. 96:12. Rejoice, ye just, in the Lord, and give praise to the remembrance of his holiness. Psalms chapter 97. Cant 8 Domino. All are again invited to praise the Lord for the victories of Christ. 97:1. A psalm for David himself. Sing ye to the Lord a new canticle, because he hath done wonderful things. His right hand hath wrought for him salvation, and his arm is holy. 97:2. The Lord hath made known his salvation. He hath revealed his justice in the sight of the Gentiles. 97:3. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. 97:4. Sing joyfully to God, all the earth. Make melody, rejoice and sing. 97:5. Sing praise to the Lord on the harp, and with the voice of a psalm. 97:6. With long trumpets, and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord our King. 97:7. Let the sea be moved in the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. 97:8. The rivers shall clap their hands, the mountains shall rejoice together. 97:9. At the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with justice, and the people with equity. Psalms chapter 98. Dominus reignavit, the reign of the Lord and Son, that is, of Christ in his church. 98:1. A psalm for David himself. The Lord hath reigned, let the people be angry. He that sitteth on the cherubims, let the earth be moved. Let the people be angry. Though many enemies rage, and the whole earth be stirred up to oppose the reign of Christ, he shall still prevail. 98:2. The Lord is great in Zion, and high above all people. 98:3. Let them give praise to thy great name, for it is terrible and holy. 98:4. And the king's honor loveth judgment. Thou hast prepared directions. Thou hast done judgment and justice in Jacob. Loveth judgment. Requireth discretion. Abed. Directions. Most right and just laws to direct men. 98:5. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and adore his footstool, for it is holy. Adore his footstool. The Ark of the Covenant was called, in the Old Testament, God's footstool, over which he was understood to sit, on his propitiatory, or mercy seat, as on a throne, between the wings of the cherubims, in the sanctuary, to which the children of Israel paid a great veneration. But as this psalm evidently relates to Christ, and the New Testament, where the Ark has no place, the Holy Fathers understand this text, of the worship paid by the Church to the body and blood of Christ in the sacred mysteries, inasmuch as the humanity of Christ is, as it were, the footstool of the divinity. So St. Ambrose, L3, De Spiritu Sancto, C12, and St. Augustine upon this psalm. 98:6. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he heard them. Moses and Aaron among his priests. By this it is evident, that Moses also was a priest, and indeed the chief priest, inasmuch as he consecrated Aaron, and offered sacrifice for him. Leviathans 8. So that his preeminence over Aaron makes nothing for lay church headship. 98:7. He spoke to them in the pillar of the cloud. They kept his testimonies, and the commandment which he gave them. 98:8. Thou didst hear them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a merciful God to them, and taking vengeance on all their inventions. All their inventions. That is, all the enterprises of their enemies against them, as in the case of Kor, Dathan, and Abiram. 98:9. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and adore his holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy. Psalms chapter 99. Jubilate Deo. All are invited to rejoice in God the Creator of all. 99:1. A Psalm of Praise. 99:2. Sing joyfully to God, all the earth. Serve ye the Lord with gladness. Come in before his presence with exceeding great joy. 99:3. Know ye that the Lord he is God. He made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. 99:4. Go ye into his gates with praise, into his courts with hymns, and give glory to him. Praise ye his name. 99:5. For the Lord is sweet, his mercy endureth forever, and his truth to generation and generation. Psalms chapter 100. Misericordium et judicium. The prophet exhorteth all by his example to follow mercy and justice. 100:1. A psalm for David himself. Mercy and judgment I will sing to thee, O Lord. I will sing. 100:2. And I will understand in the unspotted way, when thou shalt come to me. I walked in the innocence of my heart, in the midst of my house. I will understand, etc. That is, I will apply my mind, I will do my endeavor, to know and to follow the perfect way of thy commandments. Not trusting to my own strength, but relying on thy coming to me by thy grace. 100:3. I will not set before my eyes any unjust thing. I hated the workers of iniquities. 100:4. The perverse heart did not cleave to me, and the malignant, that turned aside from me, I would not know. 100:5. The man that in private detracted his neighbor, him did I persecute. With him that had a proud eye, and an insatiable heart, I would not eat. 100:6. My eyes were upon the faithful of the earth, to sit with me. The man that walked in the perfect way, he served me. 100:7. He that worketh pride shall not dwell in the midst of my house. He that speaketh unjust things did not prosper before my eyes. 100:8. In the morning I put to death all the wicked of the land, that I might cut off all the workers of iniquity from the city of the Lord.